listen, I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Good morning, Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Got myself Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, our technical producer Lenny Bree in Houston holding things down, and we also have you. So glad to have you here. Hey, McKenzie, how was your Monday?
Hey, Monday was great, actually. I got a lot of stuff done. Went for a great workout with my trainer, Tyler. At FitFlex Fly F3. And then I got some healthy lunch. I went and returned all the things I had to return. Actually, I have one more return to do, but so that was cool. I got most of that done. And then one of my girlfriends popped over and she needed some advice. So that was, I'm happy to do that. So we popped some wine.
That always so helps with the
advice.
That was
fun. And then after that, I didn't get too much done. Then it was on the decline, but it was good. And then I literally fell asleep, like face down in my pillow. I'm just struggling. I'm truly trying to get more and more sleep. I need a good, and this is crazy, I know, but 8 to 9 hours of sleep. I don't thrive without like 9 hours of sleep. So it's always like struggle bus for me during the week. I'm just a person who needs a lot of sleep.
I don't think 8 or 9 hours is crazy. It is crazy hard to do.
Yeah.
But I like on the weekends, we get up at 3:30, 4 in the morning during the week. And for me on the weekend, I'd actually wake up like my body's like, oh, go to the bathroom, do whatever. You're usually up. But
sure.
I'll try to lay down for at least 8 to 10 hours on the weekend.
I'm just really trying to figure out ways. So I kind of like fell asleep face down for like an hour and a half nap, which is silly. And I was supposed to go somewhere and I totally slept through it. And then I woke up and I'm like, okay. And then I was just trying to hurry so I could go back to bed. So I'm just really trying to focus on my sleep and getting a lot of sleep, if that's even possible.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I want to try to get some today. I know yesterday Porkchop got some sleep, which is good at work.
Yeah, so he fell asleep literally for an hour.
An hour,
what?
Hour and a half. Yeah.
I was not in
here. You were out of the studio. This is how sleep deprived we are, which is super unhealthy. He fell asleep on this hard,
disgusting
floor and fell asleep in 2 seconds for a straight hour.
With the light on.
He was snoring in here.
And he says he doesn't snore, by the way. Yeah, it's on your Instagram, McKenzie, if you want to, McKenzie Roth, if you want to check it out.
I need to look that.
At McKenzie Roth, I put up my stories because he was so cute. He was so exhausted. He was out. And Joe's like, man, I wish I could fall asleep like that. But that's not healthy. You should not be that exhausted.
See, I can fall asleep within minutes anywhere. It does not matter where
I am. It sounds like you're falling asleep talking
anywhere.
Right now.
I was doing a guided meditation just to be calm on the way in this morning. And it was like, close your eyes. And I was like, I'm going to fall asleep.
Let Jesus take the wheel.
That's probably not the best thing to do.
Okay. Well, yeah, my day yesterday, I don't know, not too bad. I'm trying to think. Oh, I got a bunch of meal prepping done. Oh, my God, I struggle. I'm trying to now do it so that I'm 3 days ahead.
What steak were you making? One of your stories was like, it was a sizzling steak.
That's on mine if you want to see it. Joe Pesh Radio. I didn't want to blow up the Joe McKenzie Instagram and have people unfollow. I'd rather have people unfollow me, I guess. But that was, I think it's like a couple of ribeyes. I got to check. I forget exactly what it was. But I got those. And the way I did them is I seared them in the pan. And then I actually put them in the oven and cooked them to like medium rare. And then only the pan was quick, like a minute or so or two just to get it hot and burnt. And then inside, I think the oven was like at 375 for 9 minutes or so.
I just think it's funny because every time you know how it goes to the next story and the next story, whenever it goes to Joe's on my Insta, it's always meat. Like last time I saw a huge sausage, and then it goes there, it's like sizzling steak.
Well, I guess
it's like, must be Joe's page.
It's not as exciting, like, oh, here's some asparagus. No, I get you, though. It was a meat Monday.
Good for you. I got my attention, though.
It was healthy, and I got chicken, too. So now I got to start getting into the fish world. That's what I'm really lacking on. But that's my exciting day. Top that one, Liv.
I didn't have that exciting.
You didn't have a meat Monday,
either,
did you?
Unfortunately, I went to the grocery store. I got some avocado.
I need to go to the grocery.
Yeah, and then I made some lunch. I made my Cycle Bar playlist. I got to lay down for about, I think, like a 50-minute nap, which was very great. I was only supposed to lay down for 30 minutes. And then I kept like snoozing it, and I would snooze it for like 2 minutes. Like I would just set a timer for 2 minutes. I was like, 2 minutes of sleep right now will help me. But I also have this very strange thing going on. My roommate's cat literally hates me. Like that's nothing new.
Hold
or
the phone.
Strange.
I didn't know your roommate had a cat.
Yes.
You have to live with a cat?
Yes. Oh. I know, Mackenzie. It's
I feel
terrible.
For you.
And she hates me, and she hisses at me all of the time, and we just do not get along. It's been a thing. I've known this cat for 2+ years now, and she just does not like me.
What's the cat's name?
It's you, not the cat, Liv.
It's her name's Sylvia. No, it is everyone.
Oh,
because
it's the one that I've met.
Yes, that was hissing
that
everywhere.
That cat is perfectly fine.
No, this cat is... No, it's not. But anyways, every time I go upstairs to like get changing, get ready for Cycle Bar, like my workout class, every time I go upstairs, she's sleeping in my spot. Like she is sleeping in the spot that I
total
sleep
cat
in.
Move.
That means she likes you.
Has her head resting on the pillow, like my decorative pillow, but she's literally in the exact spot that I sleep in. And I'm like, what? Every single day it's been for the past 2 weeks. You think that means she likes me?
Most definitely.
She, that's cute then.
I don't know. I think Sylvia sounds like a creepy cat name. Like Sylvia.
Sylvia knows that Liv is scared of her. So like, that's what it is.
You think?
Most definitely.
Like, just tell her to stop hissing at me.
Actually, I hate cats and they always come around me and like try to rub up against my leg. And I'm like, there's other people. Like, I don't want to be around you because I'm deathly allergic. That's why I hate them.
Right,
but they
right.
always want to be around me.
Well, so either she still hates me or maybe she's starting to warm up to me. That's why she's sleeping in my bed.
Hmm. Let me help her with her pants for a spin class. Oh, now they look fashionable. All right. Well, that was our day yesterday. How was yours? You can let us know anytime. 833-563-2539 and be part of the show. What about the team, Mackenzie? What's coming up with that?
Well, all the late night shows pay tribute to Kobe and the Biebs, revealing exactly what yummy means.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
Well, late shows last night paying tribute to the late and great Kobe Bryant, kicking things off with James Corden.
And I can't find the words to say. All I can think of is this. If you can, take a moment tonight, tomorrow, to call up someone you love and just let them know. We'll be right back with more of the Late Late Show.
And I'll tell you what, I started tearing up over on Jimmy Fallon.
I met Kobe when he was 17. And I was 21. He was a rookie on the Lakers. And I was just starting out in the comedy scene in L.A. And when we'd run into each other over the years, we'd laugh about that night that we first met. We'd laugh at all the good things that had happened since. And we'd laugh about how much fun it was to raise kids and all the stupid mistakes we made trying to figure out how to be good dads.
Oh, man, just to hear someone choke up like that. I mean, but that's hard to do a comedy show and to be funny in life
whenever
tragedy strikes, right? I mean, you want to bring light to people, but you have to address it. Just the same over on Ellen.
I have mentioned before that we taped the show in advance, and we taped yesterday's show last week. Whew. Today is Monday, and yesterday was Sunday. It happened to be my birthday and the Grammy Awards. I was nominated. I didn't win. Not the point. Yesterday was supposed to be a celebratory day, and then we got tragic news about Kobe Bryant, and everything changed in a second.
And that was just really hard to watch. Just the people, I hate seeing other people cry. It always makes me cry. One of her guests was Justin Bieber. And Biebs, along with Snoop, a lot of other big stars, are calling for the NBA to change their logo to Kobe instead of that silhouette of Jerry West.
Yeah, which has been like kind of the original for a long time.
And I know Liv was very excited about Staples Center perhaps changing their name as well, right?
So I think it would be a really, really good idea and a good tribute. And I know a lot across the NBA, they're also talking about forever retiring the number 24.
Right.
Which I think would be a great tribute. I'm going to start crying, which is crazy. But I just think that he has formed and molded the game so much that I think it would be a great, great honor that they should definitely do.
And I think it's definitely going to pass. So we'll keep you posted, of course, on all those details. The Biebs also talking about his new album, Changes. It will drop next month. We can't wait for that. And that awesome docuseries, which I saw tidbits of, and it looks so good with he and Haley. That comes to us Netflix on Friday and in select theaters. And Justin was talking about how he was actually nervous to propose to his wifey a little bit.
I felt like in the past we talked about, you know, me asking the question, and I felt like she would say yes. So I wasn't really nervous about saying yes, but I think it's just like, it's a, I think I was more nervous about, am I gonna make this commitment?
And of course she did say yes. She'd be crazy not to, right? And then he talks about the real meaning, which we suspected, of his single Yummy.
My sex life.
Okay. That's what I thought it was. Yeah. 'Cause there's something about toes curling and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm married, you know?
Yeah, so.
It's what it is, you know?
Yep, it's yummy.
Woo! It's getting hot. Is it getting hot in here?
Yeah.
I cannot wait for that. So Justin Bieber seasons, check that out on Friday. I will definitely be watching. Joe, would you watch that? I know Liv and I are in. You gonna watch this?
Yeah.
I think it's important for your job. I think we all need to watch
it. Oh, now.
And I think
now.
And I think we all, after every episode, have to have a discussion on the show.
Do you know how many times I bring up to the show, like, guys, this is kind of important for our job. We should do it. Like, oh, Joe, I can't. I got two jobs. I got a lot going on.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Look, I don't want to ruin the mood because obviously we're having a good time, but I want to call Liv out. I'm kind of mad.
What?
Yeah, I manscaped my entire body last night. My wife's going to be mad about this too when she finds out. And apparently I didn't even need to. I'll explain.
You should see the look on Liv's face right now.
I don't want to be associated.
How do you
with
think my wife felt
hair
last night? It's coming up next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. It is Joe and McKenzie, and not to bring the vibe of the room down, but I kind of am upset at Liv the Web Girl, and I wasn't even that upset until, I don't know, just before the show started, like an hour before, I found out that last night, how do I even phrase this? Okay, I thought that I had to be manscaped. I'm kind of a hairy dude, and I guess manscaping's the bad word, like my private area, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that I got a little back hair, a little like shoulder hair, like I'm like Sasquatch pretty much, legit. That's just how I was genetically blessed by our Lord. That being said, my wife helped manscape me last night because there's a certain spots of the body that I could not reach. I am not, you know, a basketball player with long arms. So I'll tell you right now, McKenzie, I'm smooth like a baby's butt if you want to touch. But
I've said it before and I will say it again. Lindsay, you are a saint.
She is. She does the thing that no human should do.
I just don't understand how I get involved in this.
Well.
Like, why am I involved?
Once again, not calling you out for not being the promptest text or replier person on the show. But I did text last night. Let's just check because I don't know the exact thing. But let's see. Joe and McKenzie, group chat. I said, hey, 9:43. I said, I'm wearing gym shorts tomorrow. Is that cool? I don't have swim trunks.
I had no idea as to what you were referring to. I was so confused. Now I realize what you're referring to. But I was like, why is Joe trying to wear swim trunks to work tomorrow?
And like no response at all. I'm like, well, I'm not going to bother her. So it's like, okay. Then I get a text this morning at like 5:15 or so. And we're almost all rolling in. And it's like, oh, hey. Yeah, you don't need those. Most people that do that are naked. I'm like, excuse me, I'm going to be nude later today?
We should preference what we're talking about. I'm not just randomly talking to Joe about being nude. We are all going to a float tank today, which if you don't know what that is, it's like where it's salt water. And you go into these separate rooms and you either float in a pool or a pod or something. And you float in salt water, almost like you're floating in the Dead Sea. And it's supposed to be extremely relaxing. It's supposed to be very good on the muscles, on the joints.
And Jewel Daddy
like
did it, right?
Yes. Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, set it up because he went with a coworker of his because his coworker swears by it. And then like he's always dropping that his like girlfriends on a radio show to see
nice.
If he can kind of get like free things. And they were like, oh my gosh, you should invite all of them to come check it out. Like, I'm sure they'd love it. So, yes, now we are all going. What does that have to do with shaving your back?
I thought we'd all be in the same pod together, or that we'd all be in the same room together.
And you were like embarrassed.
And I did not want you all to see me. I don't care. You've seen my moves before. I don't care about my movies.
Many times.
Yeah, I've seen them a lot. No, like a stripper.
It's very private. Well, the one I've been to, like on the West Coast, all of them were very private.
See, but I did not know that.
I'm pretty sure we're all each in our own room, and I'm pretty sure you go nude.
What?
Is that right?
You're naked?
I mean, I did mine. I was on TV, so I had to wear some suit. Okay. But I feel like preferably you do go nude.
Whoa.
Because it's like you're reborn. You're free, and you just soak, and you lose weight. It's like weightlessness. And
is anybody in the room when you're nude?
No, it's just you. And usually it's warm, and there's calming music. It's just going to be a euphoric experience.
If you want.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I do like and I appreciate when my wife and the hairy guys out there know the struggle. When your significant other does help, you know, manscape you, if you don't like all that back hair, wherever you got hair on your body that you just, as you get older, you don't like. The thing is, last night we had another fight. My wife and I had like two fights in a week. And this one, you know why it happened, Liv?
What?
If y'all would have known this one, because The Bachelor was on. She's like, you ask me to shave your back during The Bachelor?
Well, now I feel like I'm in a fight with Lindsay. And now I have to apologize to Lindsay. I feel very involved now.
P.S.
And I don't want to be.
Bachelor drama coming up in the tea.
Okay. And there's one way you can fix this. So I'll actually talk to Lindsay. Do you want to make things right?
If it has anything to do with your body hair, maybe not.
Okay, I was going to say you can shave my back next
time. No, I'm not doing it.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
I do look forward to doing a little bit of that
you
soaking.
You need to get
though.
A wax. Just go get your back
Mackenzie,
waxed.
God bless
Box
you.
Box of shame.
No.
Yes.
No.
Box of shame. Box of shame. Box of shame!
Done.
Do you realize I've had my back waxed before and I'd say way worse things than Kelly Clarkson?
I got a girl for you. I got a new girl. I do a Brazilian everything.
Hold on.
If
hold
I
on,
can do that,
quick.
You can do your back.
Wait, you've done. How often do you do a Brazilian?
Just every like four or five, six weeks.
I've never gotten one before and
do
I'm
it.
Thinking about getting
first
one.
First of all, don't judge me for my belt. I keep it as like a weight loss motivation. I know it's old and busted, but my point
looking.
Is this. My
I'm not
point
looking.
No. My point is this. No. My point is simply
what
this.
Is
okay. No, ignore the busted belt. Like, see how like hairy I am in the front?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'll show you the back. Like, imagine this whole thing with hair everywhere.
Oh my gosh, your back looks like a baby's bottom.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
But if not,
you
it would
just
look like
shaved. Oh my gosh, I
think
can't
he just
even
wanted to
a
show
hairy
it
back.
Off.
Oh, you mean show this off?
Okay, now he's flexing and it's
sorry.
Very awkward.
I have limited
and
muscles.
Well, Lindsay did a nice job on your back.
She did.
It was
we
very
actually
nice and smooth.
It was we had to retire the clippers. They started smoking. So I have to get new ones. So yeah. All right.
Actually I'm worried though, because I don't know if the salt water is that gonna like irritate your skin now because it's like so fresh.
I don't know. Now you scared me.
You'll be okay.
Okay.
You're tough.
Anyways, sorry about the headphones there. Joe's Need to Know News, that is coming up next. Speaking of Kobe Bryant, a huge petition. What are people trying to get done? We'll tell you about 1.5 million people want to have happen, they've signed up for. And I'm not just saying this to say it and to hype it up. The best ice cream flavor that I never even would have thought of is apparently going to be coming. We don't have a lot of details about it, but it involves one of the best cereals of all time.
Ooh.
To give you a little bit of a clue. You got a guess? Maybe tweet us, Joe Mackenzie. You'll find out after Maroon 5 Memories. Then we'll get into the song of the day. Hey, good morning. It is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Don't forget, you can follow us. We're on Twitter and we're on Instagram. It is Joe and Mackenzie. And now since Porkchop's out of the room, I thought we could do this. Let's throw out our personal social media if you want to follow us. All my social. I'm sorry, that guy plugs his stuff more than anybody. It's Joe Pesh Radio. That's for everything. I'm actually just topped on TikTok. What about you, Mackenzie?
It's at Mackenzie Roth, MCKINZIERROTE.
Mine
live
is
the web girl.
Mine is at Liv Caris. It's LIV as in Victor, CARRIS.
All right, cool. Well, now that we got
he's
that out of the way.
So
I know.
Don't even say anything, anybody. Here we go. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Over 1.5 million fans have signed a petition to replace the NBA logo with an image of Kobe Bryant after he died in a helicopter crash on Sunday. The current NBA logo was created by incorporating Los Angeles Lakers star Jerry West's silhouette, and that debuted back in 1971. Now, West later became the GM of the Lakers and traded for Bryant in 1996. Kind of an interesting connection. I don't think they're going to change the NBA logo to Bryant. I really don't, but I think it's kind of cool that people are trying to put that out there. This is something you can see up on Joe's Need to Know News at joemckenzie.com, the blog there. There's now Barbie dolls with all kinds of things. Prosthetic limbs, alopecia, and the skin condition vitiligo. The 2020 additions to Mattel's Barbie Fashionistas line are the company's latest attempt to make sure that their dolls are more reflective, you know, of how diverse our society is. And I think good for them.
I absolutely love this. Same thing with like American Girl dolls. They're kind of taking suit as well. And I think the more variations we can have to reflect real, you know, people, the better.
I love that. Now, this is something I was teasing, and I believe we already got a couple of correct guesses on Twitter. It's Joe and Mackenzie. According to a couple of posts that I saw online, Cinnamon Toast Crunch ice cream is set to be released by Eddie's and Dryers in the next few months. It's all I have. I've looked into it. Mackenzie, I will. This is going to also go up. I'm working on it right now. I'll put the thing up on joeandmackenzie.com, but check it out. This is what it would look like, the actual container, the little carton.
So the carton looks like the cover of the cereal box, but then you can see the deliciousness of the ice cream, and then it almost looks like a cinnamony syrup drizzled on top.
Oh, my God. Besides that, like, that would be my favorite. My second favorite would be s'mores. Ooh. I'm sorry, wait, no, what am I saying? Rocky Road. Now I'm just getting really hungry. Rocky Road's my second favorite ice cream.
Ice cream?
What would yours be, like, if besides Cinnamon Toast Crunch, if you could have one?
As a cereal or just any flavor?
If any kind, cereal or not.
I'm a weirdo. I like, because I love maple, like maple donuts.
Okay.
So I would kind of do something like a maple, something or other, like coffee maple, something.
Now, Liv, I assume avocado, but what would your ice cream be?
They have avocado ice cream.
What?
Yeah.
I was making that up. Okay.
It's bougie.
I would probably like bougie. That. Or honestly, matcha, which I know, I think they do have matcha ice cream, but I've never had it.
Ooh.
But it would have to be made with almond milk because I can't.
Yeah, we were like, can these come in almond milk, gluten free, sugar free? Yeah.
There goes all the taste. All right, pork chop. What would your ice cream be?
Mine would be like a dairy ice cream because I love cheese. So like a cheesy.
You and my
ice
daughter.
Cheesy ice cream.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I wonder how that would taste.
Cheese like flavored. Mascarpone. Mascarpone is like a dessert cheese.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I would have to try it because right now I'm like, I don't know about that. And you know what the Cinnamon Toast Crunch reminds me of? Sometimes I'll go to like a Mexican restaurant in India. It's called Luciana's, but other places have them too. It's kind of like where they have like fried cinnamon pieces, and then they have like ice cream and syrup on there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
But also like churros.
Yes.
Ooh,
I'm hoping it would taste
that
like that.
Good.
Okay, keeping with the food angle here, I don't know how they say they donated this to a local food bank, but I don't know how. Bush's Baked Beans, those people, they created a record-breaking 70-layer bean dip weighing 1,087 pounds. This thing's huge. In honor, of course, the Super Bowl going on this weekend, you got the Chiefs and the 49ers playing each other. It had veggie dip, a Cuban dip, a caprese dip, loaded baked potato dip, buffalo dip, Mediterranean dip, a fiesta dip, a spicy dip, a barbecue dip, and a classic dip. It was officially recognized as the largest layer dip by the Guinness Book of World Records. It looked really good.
And it was all edible. Because sometimes they create these things.
Yeah. Okay. It was. But I mean, once again, not to make you sick or anything, but I assume you have to eat it pretty quickly.
Right.
Well, I've been sitting outside for a few days. I'm sure it's fine. Just put your chip in there. This video is insane. You can see this on the Need to Know News blog. A 25-year-old woman was walking in New York City on Sunday, and there was a car accident nearby. The car, actually, that was in the accident kind of kept on going after it hit the vehicle. It didn't stop immediately and actually ran over the woman. So all these people out of nowhere were like, lift the car! Lift the car! I don't love that she got ran over, but I love seeing people come together like superhuman, freaky strength, and they lifted it off her. She's going to be okay. And the video is just insane. And today is a very special day. I know as a kid I used to play with them all the time. It's National Lego Day.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Does Lulu, your daughter, like to play with Legos?
She does. She loves Legos. And I always step on them and it's like,
I was going to say, that's like the worst pain in the world.
Box of shame punishment. The Lego.
Yes.
The Lego ring of fire or something.
Yes.
Box of
the
shame.
The Lego walk.
Box of shame.
You know what I've noticed recently? Legos are getting really expensive.
They really are.
They're like 20, 40. I saw one for
More
100.
Than that.
No. But I'm saying, to me, $20 was not that much as a kid, but now they're like 100. 120 and up.
Literally for $20, you can get one of those itty bitty pouches of them.
A piece.
Like, that's it.
You can get like a Lego sticker. All right, well, you can get all the Joe's Need to Know news right now on your phone. Text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140, and it'll give you a link to your phone. It'll prompt you to just click on it. Pretty cool stuff. Coming up, we've got Song of the Day, and this one's going to get your mood lifted instantly. We'll do it after Lizzo, Truth Hurts. One hour from now, we roll the dice and we do the Box of Shame here on Joan McKenzie. Song of the Day, who will win today? Well, the category you need to know about, it's Instant Mood Lifter. So when this song comes on, it's going to lift your mood up. You're going to be able to vote by texting SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. And then you'll be prompted for A, B, C, or D. Each one represents somebody on the show and their song. So let's kick it off with Live the Web Girl today. What is your song, kind of an instant mood lifter?
So I've loved this song ever since I was like in grade school. It would just absolutely lift me up. Me and all my friends would sing it. And that is Build Me Up Buttercup by The Foundations.
Why do you build me up, Buttercup, baby? Just to let me down.
That's a good one.
Such a good one. It's just very happy and light and joyful.
La, la, la. How do you vote for that song if you want to hear it?
You can vote. You can text the word song to 52140 and vote for C.
Okay, Mackenzie, what do you got?
Okay, kind of same suit. I was in my car, put on a little shuffle, and I forgot I had this song on my phone, and it just lifted my spirits instantly. A little Paul Simon, Call Me Al.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al.
It's just those vibes are so good. You can call me Al. Remember Chevy Chase was in that video. Mm-hmm. If you love that, you want a little pick me up, text the word song right now to 52140. Vote for B. Just bop on into work today.
Producer Porkchop, what is your song that instantly mood lifts?
Quite often, to help me pick a good song of the day, I go back to my DJ life. And I think, let's see, songs about pick-me-up. What are some songs that I would play to start out the night that I know people really dance to and people really love? And I thought of this one song, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. That song was also in the movie Trolls, and the part when they play it is when all the little trolls are like at their saddest, and they needed a little pick-me-up. So you already know what song I'm talking about. It's Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling.
Just imagine, just imagine. When you dance, 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 feel the good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance.
If you guys are wondering why Porkchop, a 31-year-old man, is watching Trolls so much, that's because all of his dates love the movie. So
touché.
He's got to be nice.
Good one. I was actually watching it with my ex's little niece.
Okay.
Yeah. Aww. He's like 3 years old.
You can hear him creating the story in his mind on the spot. Nephew, which one's a boy or a girl?
Okay. He's struggling over here.
If you want to vote for me, just text the word song. That's S-O-N-G to 52140, and then when prompted, vote for the letter D.
Okay, now listen, as much as I want to hate on those, they're actually pretty decent songs, which either way, we're all going to win when we hear them. But if you want a true song that is going to instantly make your mood better, going to give you confidence, going to make you not cocky, but confident when you walk and hear this song. An amazing band to see live, by the way, too. I'm talking about Fits in the Tantrum. This song is called The Walker, but the whistle, it's going to get you. Check this one out today. Okay, don't play. That's cool.
I walk to the sound of my own drum. It goes, they go, we go.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, here we go. Get it in my soul. Really need it, need it so good. Gotta feed it, honey, it takes control. Really need it, need it.
Okay, Okay, I can't whistle, but you could pretend to if the song won today. All you got to do if you want to vote for that is text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. My song choice is option A. To recap, everybody that you can vote for right now, Liv had Build Me Up Buttercup by The Foundations. Mackenzie had Call Me, a really good one, by Paul Simon. Porkchop, Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. And I had the songs called The Walker. It's by Fitz and the Tantrums. Get to voting. You only got about 3 minutes to do so. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Please don't yell at me, Porkchop. I was kidding about everything. Liv was too. Uh-oh, he's getting really red. Song of the day. Voting has now stopped. The results are being calculated as we speak by Porkchop and our super AI computer, soon to replace everybody in this show, Rosie. While we get the results and get ready to dispute them if we lose, let's go over the songs you could have voted for today. The category was Instant Mood Lifters. When that song comes on, you feel good. Liv the Web Girl went with The Foundations, Build Me Up Buttercup. Why do you build me up buttercup, baby? That's a good one. I like that. And then we had Mackenzie. This is another good song choice today. Call Me Al, right?
Yep, you can call me Al.
Hi, my name's Al, by Paul Simon.
Call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al.
I never knew that was the name of the song, by the way. I knew
really?
The song. I've heard that a bunch. I like it.
Do, 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 do. It just like makes you feel so good.
Hey, we're the AC station that are going to get you ready for school.
Yeah.
Coming up, more great soft hits that are without the rap. Then let's see. Porkchop had a very good song today. This one was a big bop. By Justin Timberlake, it's called Can't Stop the Feeling.
Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance.
That could be a contender today. And I don't know. I really liked the song I picked, but I don't know how the voting will actually turn out. It's by Fitz and the Tantrums, which if you've never heard of them, awesome band. I know we play a couple of their songs occasionally on radio now, but this one is called The Walker.
I walk to the sound of my own drum.
All right, Porkchop. It's all you, my man.
Guys, I don't understand. I don't know. I've been in a slump lately.
This means
anyways.
He does it. He didn't win then.
Or maybe he's saying it's like, I understand how I whooped your butt.
12%. Last place actually goes to Mackenzie.
Aww, it was a long shot.
I think Porkchop's trying to trick us.
His trickery.
Oh, he could be.
Why do you think that, Liv?
Just because of the grin on your face?
Is it because of the grin, or is it because you actually know that my song is good?
Your song is great.
I don't think it's the best song out of those four today.
I think a lot of people like it.
Okay, we'll see. Coming in third place with 17% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
Interesting.
Look at the way he's smiling. He definitely won.
Yes, he did.
I cannot
Look
believe that turd of a song is going to be the winner today.
You guys are the worst. Like, we're on the radio. People can't see me. Let me smile if I want. Come on.
You're so cheesy.
Could you tell in my voice I was smiling? You could.
Yes.
Yes,
no, you
could.
Couldn't. Shut up.
Poor chap, you think you're such a good liar and manipulator, and you're the absolute worst.
That's
with
very
all
true.
Due respect. Like,
that's very
I
true.
I can't lie to you about that.
Side note, I got to tell you something funny. The other day, I blew my spot by grinning. I had a table at the steakhouse of all, like, 60-year-olds, and I said, they ordered drinks, and I said, by any chance, are we all over 21 today? Looked at me with the straightest faces, and I just had to laugh, and they did not think it was funny.
She's like, shut up, boy.
Hey, where's the
beat? Like, I'm working on it.
I gotta
give him my wine.
Where is it?
I gotta stop laughing at my own jokes. Anyways, second.
Yes, you do.
Yes, that
yes,
is correct.
That's the one, especially when no one else is laughing. Yeah. Like, maybe see if other people laugh, then you can laugh along.
They gave me a big tip, so they like me. Anyways, second place, 28% of the vote, Liv the Web Girl.
Oh, so he did win.
How? Hold on. Can I address our audience?
What?
Hey, Joe McKenzie listeners. It's Joe. How did you vote for this song after every other song that was out there today?
Maybe it's the way I sold it, or maybe it's the better song. I don't know.
I think a lot of people really, 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 really love Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, of course. J to the T.
So
yeah.
42% of the vote, by the way.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad a song by a guy that cheated on his wife won.
We should just play Build Me Up Buttercup anyways.
No, stop it. Play my song.
Okay.
No, hey.
No, I'm kidding. Dang, and I want to play them all today. Can we just play them all back to back?
Yeah!
Yes!
Come on! All right. We'll start out with Chopson, okay? Your song
do
of the
it,
day winner.
Do it.
Oh, wait, what if I play all three at the same time?
Yes! No. Smash up!
Justin Timberlake, your winner, along with producer Porkchop, the dynamic duo with Can't Stop the Feeling.
You're really hating on JT now, huh? After the scandal.
Well, I mean, I don't hate JT. There's a lot of artists out there and people that I like that do whatever. I just tried to make people not vote for him. I'll be honest. I mean, I like Justin Timberlake. I just don't like that song. But, hey, it's your Song of the Day winner. You know why it matters? Your vote, not mine. Tomorrow, what will we do? Well, it's a Wednesday. I don't know. Can we... I like food. Would you guys want to do like a day about like songs mentioning food maybe?
Sure.
Maybe I'm just hungry. All right, tomorrow we'll do songs about food. If you have a suggestion, DM us. We love them and we actually do a lot of them usually. Joe McKenzie on Instagram.
I think we already have the song that I want to play. Potato. I'll eat them all day.
All right. Porkchop, can we get an update on Liv's position tomorrow morning?
Yeah, last.
Okay, thank you. That's what I thought it would be.
I don't know that one.
It's so good.
Oh, you'll hear it tomorrow, and you'll know why it's in last place. Hey, it is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and I want you to be honest with this. How long would you want to live? Like, you're born, and ideally you could live as long as you'd like to. It's your choice. What, like, would be the length? Also, too, I want to throw it in there, 833-563-2539. When would you want to live? Like, would you want to live now? Do you want to live, like, 100 years in the future? Do you want to live back in the day if there were, like dinosaurs on the earth? Like, hey, it's a T-Rex, run! Like, where would you want to be around? So think about that one and noodle it. 70% of people, a recent survey that was done, said that they'd want to live forever. I don't think I'd want to live forever. Me, if I could make it to 100, I think I'd be cool with that. But that'd be pushing it. I'd have to be in good condition because if I'm 50 and I can't take care of myself, I'd like to be gone. Like, if I need somebody to assist me medically to go to the bathroom and things, I don't want to be dependent on people that way.
Right. Mm.
So I guess that's my biggest thing. I mean, do you have a thing, Mackenzie?
I want to make it to triple digits.
So you at least 100?
Cool. Yeah, I just want to make it to like 100.
Has anybody in your family ever made it that far?
My grandma Mickey made it to 93, which
that's
is a good
still,
life.
93 is incredible. I think when you get to like the 85 plus, it's amazing.
And it was pretty cool. Like, till the end, she was like going like with her little lunch bunch and she would get her hair done every week, get her nails done, really took care of herself. It was so cute.
Yeah.
Lunch bunch.
They her came lunch bunch every Wednesday.
Did they go into Porkchop's restaurant and he's like, hey ladies, anybody here over 21?
Yeah. No, it was sad because grandma would tell me that people, like, her lunch bunch was starting to like die off. Because like when you're friends, isn't that sad when you're in your 90s? God. Like your homies... dropping like flies. So he started
sad.
Like 8 of them, and then it was down to like 4.
I had dinner with Gail at 3:00 the other day, and now she's dead. Oh, no.
Sad.
Goodbye, Gail.
But I think that's right. Live it up. If there's anything we've learned from the tragic events of Sunday, it's just like, hey, tomorrow's promised to nobody. Live it up. Do those things you've always wanted to do.
So we got one person saying 100 years old. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What would yours be?
120. I want to live until I'm 120. I've been saying this for years. I want to. I try to take care of my body so I can live long, so I can be healthy, so I can be, you know, 75, still chasing my grandkids, hopefully that I have one day, around the yard. I want to live till I'm 120, like, really badly. And my grandma lived to be, I think, 101. I think she was just shy of her 102nd birthday when she passed
away.
That
is so cool.
So I'm hoping so.
What
I'm
about
hoping
you,
for it.
What about you, Chops?
Joe, this is how long I want to live for.
I don't want to live forever.
Because I don't want to live forever, right? Because that would be like
so
a
how
long
time. Do you want to live?
Oh, let's see. How long do I want to live? I'll live till like I'm 94.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? My grandma, she's like 92, 93, and she still works at Walmart. And she drives, and she is...
She
still
drives.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Still drives?
Dude.
No, we got to stop.
No. You don't understand.
I do. She's 90 and she's driving.
Dude, and when I say she works at Walmart, like, she is like on the speedy checkout, like, cash register. Like, I swear on my life. She's, you know, the one where it says 20 or less express lane, usually the one where you got to go fast and people are in a hurry. That's the one she works at. And she works like 30 hours a week.
You know, my favorite thing to do is get advice from old people because they have lived it and they have these gems. And the best piece of advice I got when I was asking my grandma if you could change anything in your life, what would you have changed? And before she passed, she said, I would have stopped rushing. She was like, by all my life, I was rushing here. I was rushing here as a mom. I was hurrying the kids. So she's like, I would have stopped to really enjoy it. And that really resonated with me. And I try to remind myself because I'm always on the go. And I'm like, just stop rushing.
That's good advice.
That's really good advice.
I'm just thinking now about Pork Chop's grandma. Like, she must have like an incredibly big, like, what does she swipe with, her right or left arm? Like, she's got to have some guns. Like, they must be huge.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Oh, I can do 20 items in 20 seconds. Do, 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 do.
Dude, she got, someone hit her in the little cart.
What?
Like 2 years ago, she broke her hip. She went back to work.
No, my gosh. When you're an old person, you break your hip, it's
what
almost
is
like
her
a
name?
Death sentence.
Kathleen.
Kathleen, go girl.
Get it. Swipe on, sister. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Well, awkward moment over on The Bachelor and Kylie Jenner's shocking revelation.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Kicking things off with The Bachelor. Ooh, it got a little awkward. So Peter took Victoria on a one-on-one date to surprise her with a concert.
I am so excited. Her own private Chase Rice concert. She's going to love it.
I want to die. Chase Rice is my ex-boyfriend. Chase and I dated before I came on the show.
Oh my God.
It's just awkward, you know? It's just weird.
Okay, so the producer's at work there. Her ex-boyfriend is country singer Chase Rice. And of course, oh, all of a sudden they go to a Chase Rice concert and the drama ensues. Here's Victoria telling Peter that Chase is in fact her ex.
I want to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really nervous to tell you. Chase and I used to date. And
like the singer Chase? The guy that was doing the concert?
Yeah.
Wait, what? No.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was singing, I talked to him. Like, what?
I know. We dated, but I broke it off with him.
Okay. So that's it. I don't know. It's just so set up and
like,
cheese.
His acting here was just so bad. This show is becoming so fake. It's literally comical.
It's always been fake. You ladies Shut know up. It and you eat it up.
I know. It's true. But it is. I love
it. It's so entertaining.
It's very entertaining. All those memes are out that like, I would like to see The Bachelor where these women realize they're too good to all fight over one man, that type of thing. But it is, like I said, it's entertainment.
I'd like to see The Bachelor if they all like didn't think that they were going to get a podcast after.
That's true.
Or like if they all didn't think that they were going to get like MVMT ads after,
right.
You know?
I know a few gals that were on for a different Bachelor and they were like, they were just on there. They didn't even like him. It was Nick Vile at the time.
Yeah.
They're like, we just went on. He was all right, but because they wanted to launch their careers.
Yeah.
So
I
that
mean,
happens.
Smart way to do it, I guess.
Yes. Well, Kobe Bryant. Okay. Some more details are coming out that the helicopter that he was in didn't have a black box encircled for 15 minutes. So it wasn't real required to, but if it was equipped with this holds the records and the data that it's supposed to. Instead, it just had an iPad. And here's Kobe talking about, hey, he was on the helicopter on the regular.
Traffic started getting really, really bad, right? And I was sitting in traffic, and I wound up missing like a school play because mm-hmm. I was sitting in traffic. And this thing just kept mounting. I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus, but still not compromise family time. Mm. And so that's when I looked into helicopters and be able to get down and back in 15 minutes. And that's when it started.
So other pilots, I mean, the investigation is ongoing. They say his pilot was way too low at 1,250 feet. And then they also said that they feel like he probably thought he had cleared all the mountains and was proceeding to head back. And then he hit another mountain and then the explosion. And of course, it's that dense fog that's to blame.
Yeah,
so
you can't see. And everyone's like, he's a great pilot. He doesn't make mistakes. I'm like, I'm sure he was an amazing pilot, but and we'll never know. Now, I thought the black box was available, but after hearing that, but anything's possible.
And here's a witness named Scott who gives us an encounter after witnessing it.
However the impact happened, it ended very, very quickly. I hope that the occupants didn't suffer because it was very, very quick. Because it went silent, just a thump. No explosion in the sky.
So hopefully it was painless and instant. Shaq remembering his brother, Kobe. On
and
his
then
podcast.
You get the confirmation. And sad enough, even you hear his daughters with him. I didn't do anything. I haven't eaten. I haven't slept. I'm looking at all the tapes. But I'm sick right now.
He also gave a really cool tribute to Kobe as well.
When fans boo, I absolutely love it. I thrive on it. They don't understand who I am. Not only am I comfortable being an outsider, that has become a source of motivation for me. So when I go to these places and you boo, it actually comforts me.
I love hearing that the mind of a champion, the boos actually egged him on and he loved it. So live your life that way with the haters. Let them motivate you.
I love it when our boss boos us. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do a better show tomorrow.
And Olivia Munn went on to say she was working with Kobe Bryant to help get this kids cope with death. There's irony in that. And then Kylie Jenner revealing that she has actually rented the same exact helicopter for her niece Dream's birthday and had flown up in it.
Yeah,
the same one that crashed. How eerie.
That's insane. That is absolutely crazy.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
It's very interesting, everything still with Kobe Bryant, just talking about it in the tea. Coming up next, TMZ. Should they have waited until Kobe's family was notified? If you didn't know this, TMZ within an hour broke the news before the police. They knew it was Kobe that passed away, but they couldn't get to the family in time. So the family found out, the wife found out, on the phone, just like a lot of us did, via like a pop-up, like breaking news, Kobe Bryant dead at 41 from helicopter crash. 833-563-2539. Do you think, because the police were upset with TMZ, should they have waited until Kobe's family was notified? But I mean, TMZ, they don't wait. They break news instantly. We'll talk to you next, see what you think. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. You can join in this conversation, 833-563-2539. If you didn't hear about this, it was really big yesterday. A lot of people are upset at TMZ. Obviously, they're the ones that are always breaking news. I think when I go somewhere, 9 times out of 10, I hear it from TMZ. And majority of times, they're right. They tried to kill off Lil Wayne when he wasn't dead. But
right.
Other than that, I'd say more often than not, they are the first to stuff, and they're usually correct.
I've always say, where there's smoke, there's fire. Sometimes they aren't 100% correct, but they're always on, like there is something happening usually.
And unfortunately, they were correct when they were reporting on Sunday that Kobe Bryant had passed away along with the other people in a helicopter crash. And the thing is, not that they reported it, but the fact that they reported it so quickly from the time the helicopter went down to being put out on social media was about an hour or less. It didn't give the sheriff's department enough time to contact the family. That's what they said during a press release, or actually during a press conference. And they were kind of upset about that. They were kind of mad. And it brings up an interesting question here. Should TMZ have waited until Kobe's family was notified? Or is this kind of just, you know, people are just really hurt because it's Kobe Bryant? Is it that big of a deal?
Well, it's just, it's very disrespectful, I feel like, to not let the family know. But from a news organization standpoint, they're trying to get the jump and beat everybody else. They're trying to be the first within seconds. But they then, unfortunately, that drive and eagerness takes away from the human factor where this is death. This is someone's dad. This is someone's husband. This is someone's daughter. This is someone's sister. I think they should have waited.
Now, I don't disagree that they should have waited, but I'm going to be devil's advocate here, and I think there's a decent question to be raised. I don't know if it's 100% accurate, but my dad died. Like, I've had a call when somebody's died before. It wasn't a sheriff. It was somebody else. It was actually somebody my dad was living with. Like, hey, your dad passed away. We found him dead. I'm like, well, that kind of sucks. And I remember, like, being shaken by the call. But I don't think, at least for me, it's a little bit different. But I know when my dad died, it wouldn't have mattered if I would have heard it from a sheriff's officer. I don't know. Maybe it would have been a little bit different if I would have got like an alert on my phone. But there's no easy way. There's no like, well, I'm so glad I found out this way. At least I don't know from my personal experience. Now, like I said, I don't know 100% because it's not the same as Kobe Bryant's family finding out on a boop, your dad's dead. Your husband's
dead. Well, what if you had gotten a text from me and I, oh, Joe, I'm so sorry to hear the news before you knew.
I know, I was saying, I can see how that might be a little upsetting for people. I don't know, but I guess at the end of the day, when somebody's dead, they're dead.
I get that. Just the shock is the same.
Yeah, and the same time, like, I feel like we're so hypocritical because we always all go to TMZ. Everybody wants to talk crap about it, but guess where we all go for stuff?
So when my ex-boyfriend, when his mother was, like, missing, she was supposed to go out for a camping trip, and she never came home.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were looking in the city that she was camping in, Montana, and we found an article, and it says, Kentucky woman, like, missing in woods. And we were like, oh, my gosh, is this her? Is this not her? Like, we had no idea. And it was like, for any details, like, call the sheriff's office. So we called the sheriff's office, and they purposely did not release her name in that article, even though they knew her name. They knew who it was. They did not release her name until they got in contact with the family and could tell the family first. And we ended up finding out from the coroner himself that, yes, in fact, like, it was my boyfriend's mom. So, but they wouldn't release the name. And I feel like they had respect, because imagine if you're just reading this article, then all of a sudden you find out my mom is dead. Like, that, it's just inhumane.
Okay. Thanks for your take on that, Liz.
I mean, would it have been the same if they would have said, you know, NBA legend? I mean, I guess people would have figured out who it was, but if they hadn't named him. I just remember, just was with everybody hearing the news. I was shocked. I was praying it was a death hoax. And then the news that Gigi, his daughter of 13, was in the helicopter. I mean, just stakes to the heart.
Let's go to Nick this morning. Hey, Nick, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Hey, yeah, Joe. I was in the news business for over 20 years. And the news is absolutely in the business of death and tragedy and trying to pull everybody in. As McKenzie said, everybody's trying to be the first one to jump on there and have that breaking news to get you to come to it. But as you said as well, we continue to feed that. We want that. We go to the websites and stuff. But ultimately, that's why I left the news business, is just the death and tragedy every day that they have to put on the pedestal to push.
No, and I think whether it was TMZ, it would have been somebody else, Nick. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not saying it's right or not. I'm just saying it is what it is now. Like, that's the normal.
I mean, they just try to get the jump. So, unfortunately, if a TMZ was like, you know what, we're going to be respectful and wait, and we're going to wait till the family's contacted, someone else would have jumped in there and did the same exact thing.
I assume we're going to get a lot of calls from people saying that they're upset and TMZ's wrong, but I really want to hear if anybody actually can agree with it or think it's not that big of a deal and why. Let's go to Jay on Joe McKenzie. What's up, Jay?
Hey.
What did you want to say?
I think that it was... You got to think that if it was your, like, your mom or your dad, because my father-in-law was a cop for 25 years, and they go to you now, and they always want to tell you that if you find out something's wrong, you need to make sure we tell you, because you could get in the car and try and speed somewhere, and then something awful happened to you. Because what if it wasn't him? What if it wasn't? Don't know until you are told for sure by the correct people, because as much as we don't like to admit it, the news lies a lot.
It's a good point, like you're saying, that too, McKenzie brought up, which is not, it doesn't sound like a terrible idea, but what if you're like, an NBA legend has died in a helicopter crash, then everybody's speculating, oh my gosh, who could it be? You know, like, who could it be? And then people are worrying too. So it seems like you can't do either one.
Right.
Hey, thank you for the call. Let's go to Javier. You're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Hi, how are you? I mean, we live now in the time that everything is late media. You know, everything is on the news right away. Facebook has a video there. Who wants to know? Who's happy? Who's so happy? This bad news, I mean, everybody, they're actually upset about this. Nobody wants to be someone die or anything like that. But I think in the same way, what happened if someone kidnapped a kid? Someone wants to know right away in a second. Every second counts now. So I think the good things here right now that we had all the media right now is everything live. The youth wants to know every second that happens around us. What happens if someone is trying to be killed, someone in a school, like that happened before? Every second counts, even if it's the police or someone, they don't have to let them know anybody.
Yeah.
Someone probably there around, they can help them. Someone, they can be had something on their hands. They can be helped someone or too many people's life, you know?
No, totally.
I think that's a great point. Everything is in real time. In fact, when we found out the crash happened, people were still on the scene. There's still smoke from the actual crash. He brings it up a great point as far as like a kidnapping. Now with the media, with real time on our phones, we get alerts. We can help, you know, when there's other, when there's crimes and things of that nature. But this is just a circumstance where... Do you wait or do you not?
I think let's wrap this up because I think we're getting a majority of people that are kind of all, you know, on the same thing. If you want to take this to our social media, it's Joe McKenzie, you can. But I think overall people are pretty upset about it.
Absolutely. I think the one thing that upsets me is that when people do false reporting, when they jump the gun to get the story out and they don't know all the facts. Like at first we heard there's so 5 injured, then there's 7. In fact, we lost 9 lives on that helicopter crash. But everyone is such just trying to be the first that sometimes they overlook the details until mm-hmm. they actually have them straight. So I think... Just being, I mean, I went to school for journalism. I was a journalist, worked at NBC News on the West Coast. And so I think that's just the most important thing is to have that integrity and to have your facts straight.
My wife, Lindsay, cannot stand that little kid, Mason Ramsey. You know, the yodel boy.
Oh, the little cowboy?
Yes. Yeah. We'll explain why. But we want to know, 833-563-2539, who can you not stand and why is that? It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Who can you not stand and why is it that you're just like, I can't do it? My wife, we're watching the Grammys the other night. And Lil Nas X is performing Old Town Road, like with all the different remixes that have been like with everybody. And there's one remix where Mason Ramsey's on. If you don't know who he is, he's the Yodel Kid. And here's him actually performing with like old Lil Nas X and Billy Ray at the Opry.
Hold up, let me tell y'all something. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
It's good, McKenzie. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I'm up in my razor, got 1,000 acres, right up on the cows with it, pray that it don't phase her. I-oh, yippee-yo-ki-yay, you ain't got no giddy up and giddy out my way, I'm gonna take my horse.
So I was like, oh my God, I can't stand that kid. And I'm like, you know what? I kind of agree. And I know he's cute and stuff, but... And I'm an adult man, but that kid just kind of annoys me. Does anybody else have that bothers them? But also, maybe you've got something you're like, oh, I know it's bad, but I can't stand it. Probably a celebrity, most likely. 833-563-2539. Like, I know Liz is going to get mad about this. I can't stand any of the Kardashians. I can't.
You don't like any of the Kardashians?
When they talk, I'm like, oh, gosh. I'm gonna dry heave, please.
Why? Please.
They're so annoying, I guess. That,
like,
for
you
me,
think just the tone of their voice or the content of what they're saying?
I would say the tone of their voice. I get their reality TV. Everything is scripted, obviously. But it's just, you know, like, and then Kim did this.
I know. So they have what they call vocal fry.
Yeah, it's
and
really
apparently
fry.
There's like a phenomenon with like people around my age that have vocal fry from watching like so much Kardashians. Because I've been watching the Kardashians since I was probably in like 6th or 7th grade. So someone, a vocal coach one time told me like, you speak in vocal fry. And I was like, what does that mean? And he showed me a clip of the Kardashians. I was like, well, I've been watching them since I was in 7th grade. And he was like, that's probably why.
That's so funny. I know. I mean, I'm very, very picky. I love like a really rich voice. And so when I, especially when I have audiobooks or something, like I can't listen, of course, podcasts. I'm very picky. And I hate sometimes when I get a book and the person reading it has a terrible voice. I can't listen to it. Like, I need someone with, like, that's why I, like, love Oprah. I like someone with a rich voice that makes me want to keep listening. I can't stand, like,
Well, kind of sounding like that, and I love them. And it's just their voice. They don't do it on purpose. Do you guys know who Gilbert Gottfried is?
Yes.
I've met him.
Affleck! Okay, you met him. Yeah. Really cool dude, but he talks like that, right?
You know, that's part of his shtick.
Oh,
so
he doesn't talk like that?
When he's on, he is on. First of all, very little dude, very nice dude, very flirty little Gilbert Gottfried.
Hey, McKenzie, can I put my hands here?
I'll try to find the picture of us. He was cool, but when he was off, he was super chill and relaxed, but when he is on, he hypes it up.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I see something on my screen. I'm not taking this call.
Take it.
No. Hi, Emily. You're on Joe McKenzie.
Hello.
Hi. Who can you not stand?
I'm going to have to say Billie Eilish.
Okay.
Because whenever I listen to her songs, I can't understand what she's saying.
Yes, you can. Are you listening?
Interesting.
Oh, my God. My wife.
If you can tell me a song that I can really, like, understand what she's saying, I'll give it a shot.
But Ocean Eyes. Astronomy Remix.
Astronomy Remix.
Ocean Eyes Astronomy Remix.
Actually, Emily, I'm really proud of you for standing up because it's almost like, taboo if you say you don't like Billie Eilish. So I'm proud of you for going against the grain, girl.
Hold on, wait.
I hate her hair.
Oh, my God. I think she's beautiful. And I can say that now she's 18.
I do think she's beautiful. I will agree.
I mean, she's just cool because she's so different, I think, an individual.
You don't know. Okay, let's see. Like, here's one song I'm going to pull up real quick and see if you can just recognize any of it. All the Good Girls Go to Hell. You're telling me you can't hear any of these words she's singing?
Standing there, killing time, can't commit to anything but a crime.
Standing there, killing time, can't commit anything but committing a crime. Come on, Emily, you're just hating. You have to admit that. Just right now, say, raise your hand, say, my name's Emily.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, this ain't gonna work.
I think it's cool because a lot of times I even say to like my daughter and her friends, like, do you really like Billie Eilish or you like her because it's cool to like Billie Eilish? Like, do you like the music or you like because everyone, it's a cool thing to do?
No, I totally get that, but I was late to the party. But guys, I am a huge Billie Eilish fan musically, and I think she's gorgeous.
She got 4 Grammys.
That too.
I cannot stand, I think she's so annoying, Sarah Hyland from Modern Family. She dates Wells Adams.
Is it because you love Wells?
It's not because I love Wells. I just think she is low-key one of the most conceited, cocky people. And she tries to act like, oh, I'm this dork. I'm this goofy dork. And I'm like, girlfriend, no, you're not. And you know you're not. You're like stunning. You're a supermodel. And like, you know it. Like, she gets dressed to the nines for everything. She will be at the beach and be like dressed head to toe in jewelry, body jewelry, like all of this stuff. So I'm like, don't act like you're this like quirky dork when you're clearly not at all.
Interesting. Mine would be Jon Stewart. And I love Jon Stewart.
What?
I'm only saying this because when he went off the political deep end, I don't enjoy him anymore. Like, I loved him as a comedian. I think he's brilliant. He's super smart and sharp. And I like that he is using his platform, but it's all politics. I don't want to hear it. I appreciated him for his humor back in the day. Now I just feel like he's just angry and wants to argue about politics all the time. That's just not my shtick. That's just not what I'm into anymore.
Yeah, I think politics are important, but I don't want to talk about that either. I agree. Burns me out.
Yeah, his humor before, like at award shows, I understand people using their platform, but...
Oh God, the Grammys was nothing but that.
But I just like, just be you. Let's celebrate just music, okay?
I feel so bad for Rachel. We're not doing it now, but coming up, she said, oh, I can't stand this song. She cannot stand Tones and I, Dance Monkey.
It has grown on Joe and I. We hated it.
I hated the song.
Now we love it.
Yeah, now I like it. I mean, come on, how do you not like this song? All right, I'm not playing it now, but I will play that coming up if you do want to hear it. If not, Rachel, I'm giving you a heads up so you can, you know, maybe turn the radio down just a little bit.
Lucy told me that's her favorite song we play right now.
Really?
My 9-year-old.
Dance Monkey.
Yeah, she loves it.
Hey, take it to Twitter, Joe McKenzie, and let us know what you cannot stand, like what person and why that is. All right, who's ready for Dare Dice? All right, I think in lady talk, that means yes, Joe. It sounds wonderful. So we'll do that next on Joe McKenzie. Dare Dice. Who is going to roll the lowest number today and face the box of shame tomorrow? We are live on Instagram. It is Joe and McKenzie. Who would like to roll first today? Last week, your not winner was... Who was that?
Liv
the Web Girl. Oh, that's right. She had to beg for change and I think got 54 cents.
Yeah, 53. Close.
53? Oh, man. I gave you extra. I'm sorry. Pay me back.
Who wants to go first?
Not me.
McKenzie? I've hit my stride with second, so. How about Joe?
First.
Joe never goes first.
Oh, no, I don't want to go first.
Yes.
I'll go first.
Let's have Joe go first.
Fine.
Liv wants to go first.
No, I'll go first. We're mixing it up today. I'll roll the big number. All the anticipation will be over because you guys will see how good I really am. Here we go. I guess a 4 or higher would be a good start. Oh, a 3. Okay, I'll take that. Ooh.
That's not great.
A 3 is the first one. Let's see. A 2! That is low for Joe.
Oh, man.
A 5 total.
I have to tell you, I am crapping my pants right now, but I feel like somebody on the show can do worse, and that's what I'm hoping for the dare dice today.
Who should go next?
You said you're second.
Okay. This is interesting. What are some dares we were throwing around earlier in the show today? The waxing?
Lego, the waxing, also the Lego walk where you have to just walk barefoot on a bunch of Legos.
These all sound like torture.
All right, what else are we going to wax? He just got his back.
If it's Joe,
can I get a Brazilian?
Wax your chest.
I don't know.
With our names.
Yes.
How do you even do that?
Six.
She already beat you.
All right, well, I guess we're not going to
wax your chest now.
Three. Okay, nine.
Not bad.
All right,
okay.
All right.
So you have to beat a five.
So if you're new to this, we do dare dice, and whoever rolls the lowest has to face the box of shame, which is a bad dare. So come on, girl.
Give her a snake eye. Give her a snake eye. Oh, she got a one.
That's okay.
Right. I just need to get a four or higher.
Give her a one.
Come on, sweet
give
baby Jesus.
Her a one.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Give
let's
her
go,
a
let's
one.
Go, let's go, let's go.
Give her a one. A two. Yes. 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 Give it to me.
Give it to me. Yes. She rolled a three.
Oh, you big box of shame person. You'll be facing it tomorrow.
Oh, man. Liv.
Oh, my gosh. A three. Come on.
How do you roll lower than a five?
Oh, my gosh. That's the lowest I've ever rolled in the history of this game.
One. Four.
You're safe.
Liv the Web Girl is your loser today for Dare Dice.
Gosh, 2 weeks in a row. This is brutal.
Boy.
You could save yourself. Now, tomorrow, you get another chance to roll. If you roll doubles, you can pass the punishment on to someone else. Otherwise, you might be walking on Legos tomorrow.
Oh, man. That's probably the nicest thing that could happen.
Let's
put cheese diet in there. You have to eat cheese.
Yeah.
I feel like she's lactose intolerant.
Cheese roulette.
Extremely
I feel like that would be
intolerant.
A box of shame for all of us later in the day. So let's
that's that. True. Yeah, you know, good idea. If you have secretly been going crazy, like you can't take it, and you haven't said anything because it's just so annoying, this is your chance to let it out with your friends here on Joe and Mackenzie by calling the show at 833-563-2539. And I think Pork Chop, maybe you could explain or set this up the best. What do we want to hear from other people and see what they have? What are you looking for?
What does your significant other do that's completely normal, but it drives you up the wall? So I've got a perfect example, and I swear I hope he's not listening because he'll be so sad if he knew this.
But why would he be so sad?
Just because, like, you know, because there's something he does that I don't like.
Okay.
Well, calm down. You don't have to yell at us. We're not doing it.
So he has the new iPhone 11, and in my car, I don't have, like, Bluetooth.
Okay.
So anytime he wants to listen to a song, you know, we have to use the aux cord, and I have the iPhone 6S. So he's like, hey, babe, can I use your phone to play a song? I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. But that turns into the entire car ride. Now, let me explain why that's an issue. My phone is the iPhone 6S, so it's very old. The battery life isn't that great. So literally, he plays like five songs, and my phone goes from like 100 to 20%. And also, when he plays a song off YouTube, now my YouTube playlist history is like all his favorite music. And now YouTube is like populating his favorite music. And I'm like, no, like I want my favorite music. So it just drives me up the wall. He's like, babe, can I use your phone and play a song? And in my head, I'm like, no! But inside, I'm like, yeah, sure, babe, here you go.
Have you ever said, like, hey, does he know at all this irks you?
I guarantee he has no clue.
Because you can't be mad at him if you've never communicated it.
No, exactly. I know I can't be mad at him, but I've kind of hinted at it. So I'm like, I can't be the only one that has a significant other that does something normal, but it just ticks you off.
Can I complain a second about my wife?
Oh, please.
And I mean, I don't mean to do that. I really do love my wife, and she's amazing. And I know I have 100 things she could call in for, but we're not going to take her calls this morning at 833-563-2539. My wife, she cooks amazing food. And when we're done, I'll take the plates in there. And she's like, oh, you don't have to wash them. I'll wash them in the dishwasher later. I hate when people have food. It's like, okay, when you're done, like, cooking the food, clean up your mess right there on the spot. Like, I hate when dishes, like, pile up and then they get kind of crusted on to the stuff.
Right.
And then I'm not talking about, like, sitting there for days. That's disgusting, of course. But, like, even overnight, I'm like, no. As soon as we're done, just let's just wash them. Then we'll eat. But she'll never do that.
You want to wash your dishes before you eat dinner?
Like the pots and the pans, yes, because then they're really easy to clean up later. If you just get the gunk off.
Just soak them.
Yeah,
or
like
something.
Put some palm olive and let them soak.
So
and like
I would even be fine. Ladies, I would compromise on that. But it's like we never do that. And that little thing, boy, when we talk to Julie and couples therapy, I'll be bringing up the pots and the pans with the crust on it.
I did something that I know it drove my ex crazy and I just couldn't stop. So I would eat all the little bits like out of ice cream and stuff. Like, so say,
oh,
it's like,
you're a monster.
What? Like, I don't get it.
So say it was like cookie dough chunks. Uh-huh. Like I would just go and eat all the little chunks out of the ice cream.
And not eat actual that ice cream.
Was that why you guys got divorced? Like, was that in the paperwork?
Honestly, that's grounds for it.
Yeah.
Right? And I know it was so bad, but it was kind of like this fun little scandalous thing I would do. So I would like... I would go. Same thing with like Oreo. Like,
see?
Bits.
If Lindsay did that to me, instant divorce. Let's go to Jessica at 833-563-2539. Jessica, is pork chop alone? We're talking this morning about normal things your significant other does that drives you insane. You got something?
I hate it when he chews like potato chips or cereal. Like, just to hear him chew.
Right. Ew, yes. Girl, I am with you. I can't stand mouth noises. Ooh, like Joe's doing right now.
So gross.
Is there a type of chip you're like, okay, get that one out of there. It's too crunchy for me.
No, but there have been times where he was like eating a bag of potato chips and I will like straight snatch them and tell him to dose it on the other side of the couch.
Oh my gosh. Well, Jessica, I don't think she's alone on that one. Mm. I think there's other people in the same boat as you. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Brandy. Hey, Brandy, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Hey.
What's your situation that, you know, it's kind of normal, but it drives you insane?
Okay, so it's not my significant other, but it's my son. He does the same thing. I, too, have the iPhone 6, and my son has a higher, it's like the iPhone 8 or whatever, but he always... Every time we get in the car, he does the same thing. He takes my phone, gets on YouTube, listens to music. It drives me absolutely crazy.
So, Brandy,
my battery dies just the same as pork chop. Drives me crazy.
I've got to ask you, have you at all hinted towards him that you don't like it, or do you just smile and nod like me?
I mean, I hint to him, and I'll kind of like, no, my battery's going to die, but he doesn't. He just tunes me out. Whatever.
Does it not charge in your car, or do you guys have little battery packs on the go?
So I do have a charger, but Mackenzie, look how it falls out like a feather.
You could get one of those on Amazon for nothing.
It's not the charger. The charger's fine. It's this. Oh,
well, it's Pork Chop's car, though, too. Like, when he plugs his phone in to charge the battery, the lights start to flicker. It's like, not enough power.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, I want to test everybody on the show. So, Joe, not me, I'm going to be doing it, but McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, and you can play along. It's called What's the Time? It's going to be a game. I'm going to play a song, and it's going to have a time reference in it. I'm going to bleep it out, and I want to see how you can do. I don't think you guys will get more than three right, just to be honest.
Oh my gosh.
I think this is kind of tough.
Okay. I'm going to be good. I think I might be all right at this.
I look forward to it. I hope you actually win. That'd be nice. We will play it after Tones and I Dance Monkey. This one's for Rachel, who follows us on Instagram. It is Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now, and I hear we got a birthday girl on the phone. Amy, how are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Woo-hoo! Thank you.
It's your birthday.
Go, Shawty.
Shake your booty. Don't do a tootie. Cool. What are your birthday plans, Amy, besides being on Joe and McKenzie?
Well, I'm actually working right now, but I'll be working pretty much all day. And then I have a massage later, so that's pretty much the only thing I'm looking forward to. And hopefully my kids make me some cards at school.
Oh, there you go. Kids, are you listening? Take care of mom. So,
treat yourself. I love the massage.
All right, Amy, as long as everybody on the show, and if you're listening, we're going to play a little game, and we call it What's the Time?
What's the time? What's the time? What's the time? It's 1 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock, it's 3 o'clock.
I wrote this song last night.
I was going to say, wow.
Thank you. Can you tell it to me?
7 o'clock, it's 8 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock.
I like your accent.
I know this song.
10 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock.
I know a song like this in Spanish. What time is it? ¿Qué hora es?
Okay. No, I know that song. I used to listen to that when I was a kid.
What's the time? What's the time? What's the time?
Quite a simple game. I'm going to go Mackenzie, Chops, Liv, and then Amy on the phone, and you're going to tell me the time. I beep out a sentence in a song that says a time in it. Here is your first one. Write your answers down, then I'll come to you, and that way we can see who gets the most right. I got a bunch of them, but we'll maybe do like five or so. First song is...
It's 8 o'clock on a Saturday.
Oh, no.
I know
it. Regular crowd shuffles
I'll play it again. It's Piano Man by Billy Joel. No Googling.
It's clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in.
All right.
Crap, I feel like I should know this.
What's the time, Mackenzie?
I'm going to say 9.
9. Pork chop.
I wrote 9.
Liv.
5 o'clock.
Amy.
I don't know why, but 3?
Let's see.
It's 9 o'clock.
Okay, there we go. Sorry, Amy, hang in there. You still got a chance to come back. Here's your next song. You ready?
Ready. Yes.
Happens all the time. It's a I'm all alone and I need you now.
That is Lady Antebellum, Need You Now. I will play it one more time. Write down your answer. I need you to tell me what time it is.
Happens all the time. It's a
What time is it?
1:15.
Pork chop.
1:15.
Liv.
1:15.
Let's go to Amy.
1:15.
Happens all the time.
Let's see.
It's a 1:15.
Yes!
I did country music. I missed that. Love Lady A.
Okay, let's go to our third song here. See if they can figure it out. You two, what's the time?
I need a girl like you. Maybe you maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my fish for the last time.
I will play it one more time.
Oh, man, we should all know this.
That's Maroon 5. We play it all the time, or we used to on Radio Now. Girls Like You.
I need a girl like you. Maybe you
I got it.
Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my fish for the last time.
All right, Mackenzie.
I'm saying 6:35.
Pork chop.
6:45.
Oh, so we have a difference in time. Liv.
6:45.
Okay.
I guess that would make more sense.
And Amy. Amy, what time do you have?
6:45.
Let's see. Is it 6:30 or 6:45 or none
said
of those?
I 6:35.
Oh, 6:35.
I need a girl like you. Maybe you're 6:45.
Damn it.
Maybe
dang
I'm barely
it.
Alive.
Okay.
Maybe you're taking my fish for the last
6:35,
time.
6:35, so specific.
All right, so who is our grand winner
maybe
this
it's
morning?
6:32.
Me with 3.
Dang, pork chop. Amy, sorry you didn't win, but guess what? It's your birthday.
I was shocked you didn't do it like 5 o'clock somewhere. Party like it's 1999.
Dude, or it's 7 o'clock.
Clock on the dot.
I'm in the drop top.
What is that?
Oh!
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Mackenzie, compose yourself. I've never seen her so upset before. Liv, why don't you go take a walk and get some coffee?
She said, what is that?
Doing? You doing good, Mackenzie?
I'm doing great. We just made our breakfast together, so that was fun.
It looks like the scene out of E.T. with all the plastic down there.
So Joe and I wandered into our basement, and we're like, where are we? There's plastic everywhere. You can barely see. It smells like chemicals.
People have masks on, but we don't, which is like, is that okay to breathe?
We were like, I was literally holding my breath when I was down
there. I was impressed
there.
That you held your breath for 3 minutes. I mean, and you haven't passed out yet. That's impressive.
We had to make, I made oatmeal and you made your chicken.
I did, so my chicken, my peas, and my rice.
Yeah.
833-563-2539. Where did you pass out or where did you faint? I'm not talking passing out because you drink.
We almost just did in the basement.
Yeah, from the fumes they're painting. But I'm not talking about from like being drunk passing out. I'm talking, my wife, for example, Lindsay, has passed out a time or two when she's given blood. She already has low blood pressure. She's naturally low, freakishly low. But also when you donate blood, you got to be careful with that sometimes times, if it's so low, you could have like a thing where you faint or pass out. I brought this up because I saw a photo of a dad on the floor in a delivery room. The mom did okay. She delivered a beautiful baby, but the doctors immediately go to him because he's like knocked out on the floor because he fainted.
Something I'll tell you, Joe, which I know was a shock, and it is to some men, you are really typically, all I know is natural childbirth because I had Lucy naturally, but yeah. You're really, really in the mix there. Like, I feel like men don't realize they're going to really be in the thick of it, like in it. You're like holding a leg. You're like in there helping. So if you are weak of the stomach, that's just something to know.
I don't think I want to see that, to be honest. Like,
you will, though, when it's your own baby.
Because to be fair, no offense, I know women, you're pushing the baby out, but you don't have to see it either. So like, I think the guys kind of have the really rough part of watching it happen.
It's a miracle of life.
Oh, it
is.
Babies, babies and all their goo are beautiful. No doubt about it. Liv, what do you think?
Well, I passed out one time during my sorority initiation.
Oh, my gosh.
So during the sorority initiation, it was my freshman year of college, and we were in this, like, classroom in one of the rooms at the university to fit all, like, 150 girls in there, and all of the freshmen had to stand up the entire time during initiation, which is like a 3-4 hour process. And so we're all standing up the entire time. We're all on this stage. The room is so hot because it's like August. We're in stockings, a white dress. Some of us have robes on, and it's just so hot in that room. And we were standing for so long, and you have to wake up so early in the morning. So I had nothing to eat.
Yeah.
I like was kind of hungover, and I passed out. I just couldn't. My body was like just dehydrated. It was tired from standing it's so just, long. And finally
happens.
My blood sugar just dropped, and I passed out, and the girl next to me had to catch me.
Did she catch you?
Yes, she did catch me, which was great. She caught me, and then they laid me on the ground, and that's when I kind of like woke up and was like, what happened? They like got me a Sprite. Yeah, they got me a Sprite to kind of lift up my blood sugar, and they let me sit the rest of initiation, which was like the best part.
Oh, the girl's like, well, if I would have known that, I would have passed out too. Yeah. Now, I had something, and they didn't catch me, even though they claimed to have. When I was in high school in gym class, we were playing football kind of the last day of the year. This kid tackled me. I was a big guy. He was a big guy too. So probably 400 or 500 pounds at the time. All landed on my collarbone. I didn't know it at the time, but I actually broke my collarbone in half. It hurt so bad. So I'm at the hospital getting x-rays done. And like, I had to like raise my hand up. Like, you know, you're asking a question in class to do the x-ray that way. And I could start to feel. And I remember trying to tell her, I'm like, ma'am, I think I'm going to pass out. But I think I was like, meh. And I fell. I had a giant bump on my head, but they say they caught me. No, they didn't. I remember her running towards me, but you did not catch me at like a 200-300 pound mark at this little old lady.
Wow.
That was the x-ray technician. But I passed out. I guess you would say that was from the pain because like just trying to hold it up there and the bone was broken.
I am not good with shots. So I had to go, I had to get a shot. And it was like one of those, oh, you should get this it, like for, you know, to protect it against precancers, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right. So I got this shot and I'm like, it's cool. And like 2 seconds later, I turned ghost white and I got into a cold sweat and I started blacking out.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And the poor little nurse was the littlest thing. She was probably like barely five feet, like 100 pounds.
Oh, and I
was
like,
whoa. And so I like laid down. The ironic part is Lucy, my daughter, had to get like a shot for school.
Yeah.
And I was like, be brave. It's nothing. You got this. And then literally the next day I get a shot. Pass out.
Lucy's like, you killed my mom!
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Let's go to a place where a lot of dumb things happen, and that would be in Florida. A woman from Largo, Florida, ended up in police custody, so this got really serious, for misusing 911. She was calling and texting the number to complain about her husband. Well, what was the guy doing? Well, she was asking for things like a counselor, and she was also asking advice on how to file for a divorce. I mean...
911, help!
Please, this relationship's so bad. Officers showed up at her place to question her, also to make sure things were okay when you call that much. They want to make sure your actual safety is all right. And she was highly intoxicated, they say. So that might have been why.
Yeah.
She was arrested and charged with misuse of 911. I just don't understand. I've been so drunk out of my mind, Mackenzie, that I don't remember what happened. But I would never like, hey, 911, I need some Taco Bell. Like,
I mean, people do that, though, which is it's insane to me.
I would love to sometime talk to 911 operators here on the show and hear some of the dumb calls you've received.
That would be excellent. But I'm always sad when I hear actual emergencies when 911 is appropriate and they're like very slow to act. They're like, calm down.
No, that's another thing I love too. It's like, how do I calm down? There's somebody inside of my house.
Someone's trying to stab me.
Get here now. That's your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and what animal would you want to be?
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I mean, I think the obvious one, obviously Napoleon Dynamite said it best, would be a liger, which is a mix of a lion and a tiger.
I used to have a shirt with a liger on it, like after that movie came out.
Yeah, but I mean, what animal would you want to be and why? Would you want to be like a like an animal that's really strong, that would be the king of the jungle? Is that what you're going for? Are you more like, you know, I'm kind of a lazy person. I wouldn't mind being a sloth. Because first of all, a sloth only goes to a bathroom once a week. They barely move.
Like, that's true.
Or imagine being a panda. All they really do is sleep a majority of the time. Then when they are awake, they eat bamboo.
I mean, initially I'd be like, oh, I just want to be a sweet puppy. So people love on me all day. I'm super cute. All I do is eat and play and sleep. But then I also think it'd be sweet to fly.
Like, oh my
gosh,
see?
To fly.
I'm afraid of heights. So would you want to be like an eagle or what would you want to be?
I don't know. I looked up when you said butterfly because I think they're so majestic and beautiful.
Yeah.
But then I look at what eats them and lots of things eat them.
Yeah, you probably want to be like constantly in fear that you're going to be eaten. Like,
yeah.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl?
I think I would want to be a pelican or a seagull because I love the beach. I love the water. I love the ocean. I love looking at palm trees. You can also fly around to like the cute little like sandy shops and go by there. So you can fly.
People feed you french fries.
Yes, you can
there
have
you
french fries. You can fly. Also, unlimited seafood. Hello, I love seafood. That is my favorite type of food. I think that's the ultimate living the life there, is it not?
Yeah, I think
that's
great.
The beach all the time.
What about a shark? Because first of all, people are afraid of you, but they also respect you. I mean, you have a whole week on Discovery Channel called Shark Week.
That's
you have movies based about you called Jaws.
That's a rough life, though. It's lonely.
I know. I don't want people to be scared of me.
Oh, I don't care if people are afraid of me.
And you're in the dark all the time.
Would you want to be any, like, I think it'd be kind of cool to be a fish. Like, imagine, like, being on the other end of, like, a lure or something, like, battling somebody.
Yeah.
And you get to go, like, in streams and all the beautiful stuff you'd see.
See, I, like, thinking about being in water for too long, and especially underneath water, makes me really claustrophobic, and it kind of gives me anxiety. So I don't think I would want to be a fish for that reason. But the next best thing would be a seagull.
But seagulls, because they always have diarrhea. You want I mean, you already have that now,
I know,
but I mean,
not much has changed.
Would you really want that?
Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Joe and McKenzie. We're T-minus. That's the wrong way to say it. T-minus 2 hours till we're nude, Liv. Yeah, naked time.
You stop.
Gonna get naked.
No.
Gonna get
not.
Naked.
What are you guys doing after work?
Gonna get nude in a tub.
Okay, separately, we're going to the float tank. It's somewhere in Indy. I think it's like close to downtown, but we're going and it's like one of those like salt pods and salt pools that you go in and you just like float and they have relaxing music and like lighting. And it's just supposed to be really good on the muscles and joints.
I feel like you guys are really going to enjoy that. I've done this before, and I really enjoyed it. And you just let loose, and you really got to let go, and you meditate. It's very calming.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, honestly, I'm going to be, like, reliving my childhood right here.
Nikki is good. Nikki is sweet. Nikki is Nikki.
Yes.
Nice job, Joe.
Thank you. And right now, my back is like a naked baby's butt. Like, it is so smooth.
Well, because he thought that we were going to all be in the same tank. So he was like embarrassed by his back hair.
Do you not feel comfortable to be naked around me?
No. That's no, I do not, actually.
You should work on that. That's not good.
Well, either way, these are in private rooms. We are very private, and we're going to be separated.
But what if I want to talk to you? What am I going to do?
No, you are not talking to me. This is supposed to be a stress-free environment. You talking
it's
to me will
so
not help.
So awkward in here right now.
Okay, Chas, are you going to come get nude?
Wait, Liv, what would you do if a naked Joe, like... hobbles over
quit.
To your pod.
I'd quit.
Hobbles?
Like, you know what? Maybe radio is not for me.
He jumps into your pool.
Oh.
Got room for two?
That would be so crazy.
Imagine, he's like, hey, Liv, I just want to tell you did a great job on the show today.
Belly flop.
Cannonball.
Be a tidal wave. I'm just kidding.
Man, my therapist says your fat jokes do have long-lasting effects
kidding.
On me.
I'm kidding.
Just throwing
you're
it
making
out there.
Naked jokes.
So tomorrow we'll have a full report of what goes down between these two and their naked soak.
Yep.
Gosh, stop it. You make us sound like we're like Mormons from Utah.
Is there
soaking.
So much? Yeah. Well, no. Oh, gosh. I don't want to soak.
It's just getting very weird.
Never mind. I'm going to go home and go to bed. What do you got going on today, Mackenzie and Chops? Obviously, me and Liv got to go get naked. But what do you guys have happening?
I'm excited because yesterday, Liv and her boyfriend called me and you out on Instagram,
yeah,
Joe.
I missed this whole drama.
Well, it was mainly me. But yes, I think he could both kick both of your butts in Call of Duty.
I'm really good, actually.
Gosh, Liv has no idea.
I've got cat-like reflexes. And the reason I said that, I'm about to post a picture on Instagram and that's going to be my post. Because my cat's sitting on my back while I'm playing. So I've got cat-like reflexes.
He sends us photos. He's like, guys, the cat right now, it's on me. Like, me and Chad have a bunch of photos of Pork Chop with a cat on different body parts. It's really weird.
So funny.
I just had to approve his Insta post.
Yeah.
He's like, which one?
I'm about to post
well,
it at Producer Pork Chop.
He'll sometimes ask me, and sometimes I think I'm too hard on him.
Well, yeah, he has like cheesy captions like, it's cod time, cats on demand.
Yeah,
no,
like,
I'm going to
so
do,
lame.
I've got cat-like reflexes.
Wait, how many cat posts have you done recently?
He does so many cat posts.
What?
Don't be a weird cat
I haven't
person.
Posted about my cat in like a year.
Okay.
That's so not true.
That's so true. Go look right now.
All right, hey. Shut up, Mackenzie!
We got to wrap
Shut
it up.
Shut up, Liv!
Oh, I'm just going to Eat the Frog Fitness, and then I'm going to go... Oh, yeah, I'm going to go visit our guy, Dr. Chernoff. I'm so excited. And then a little self-care day for me. Hopefully get a little nap in, too.
All right, cool. Well, hey, me and Liv, you already know what we got going on today.
Ugh. Nikki is good. Nikki is sweet. Nikki is...
So let's put our pants on and get out of here. Oh, for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.